I want to express a simple hakaras hatov to the yeshiva for being together this past Shabbos. Something that it was so inspirational to see so much of the yeshiva together, setting an incredible bar of Esek Bator and Dikto Katfila. Personally, myself, my wife, we walked away so inspired and so proud of the Talmidei HaYeshiva. Bezras Hashem, that itself should be more rachem eshamay. The yeshiva is able to come together in such a meaningful way. The model of Yitzchak is something which is absolutely striking. Over Shabbos, I discussed various aspects of Akedas Yitzchak, but one is the impact that it had on Yitzchak Avinu. One would think that maybe this was an attempt toward an Akedah, and at the end of the day, of course, that Yitzchak Avinu emerged. But you know, the Torah tells us, Vayikach es ha'ayil, vayaleu le'olah tachas b'no. The Medrash, Memtes, is bothered by the following. Why does the Pasuk have to say, tachas b'no? Vayalehu la'ola. The ayah was offered as a carbon ola. Tachas b'no is something that's striking. You know, the Medrash writes, the sugyan tmura. A person has a carbon, and a person says, ze tachaze. This should be kadosh instead of this. One would think the result would be is that you know that there's only one animal that is kadosh. But of course, that is not the case. V'hoya hu smaraso yeh kodesh. And therefore, the Medrash writes such a stunning idea that it wasn't only the ayil that absorbed the kedusha of the karban, but that was true of Yitzchok as well. Tachas, tachas v'no, ze tachaze hu smaraso yeh kodesh. And therefore, going forward, Yitzchok Avinu was transformed. Yitzchok Avinu now was considered to be and Ola Tmima. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yitzchak that Al Tered Mitzrayma, don't you dare leave Eretz Yisrael. Rashi writes, you're an Ola Tmima. Chutz Laretz is not Kedailach. You belong only in Eretz Yisrael. And that was a stunning model of Yitzchak. Not just simply an act of Hakrava, of an Akeda, but a perpetual Kedusha, a Kedusha Saguf, as indeed a karban. It's something that no doubt is so striking. We say this in the slichos that Yitzchak epitomized, that sense of an absolute tmura, a kedusha saguf. The Netziv points out, don't be so surprised, that the relationship of Yitzchak and Rivka was not a typical relationship of husband and wife. Take a look at the Netziv, but read it very carefully. Perach of Dalet, Pasuk Samach Beis, and then Pasuk Samach Dalet, where the Netziv writes that we have a model of issues of Avram and Sarah, and that of Yaakov and yes, Rachel and Leah, but the relationship of Yitzchak and Rivka was a different one, a different one. Their means of communication, no doubt, was a different form. And the Netziv writes, you know why that was true? Imagine their first confrontation, their first interaction, the first time simply that Rivka saw Yitzchak. That was at B'mokom Tfilah. And therefore, Rivka was overawed by what she saw. That was K'malach Elokim. The vision was one of a Malach Hashem. You know, sometimes you see Gedolei Yisrael, and, you know, they're otherworldly. You see them as if they don't belong, right, here in this world. All the shifos, everything that they have, were above and beyond. That was the model. The model of Yitzchak, never leaving Eretz Yisrael. A Kedushas HaKarban. Kamalach Elokim Hashem Tzvakos. That's the language that the Netziv uses. You know, it's not so surprising. And Parshas told us that Yitzchak was willing to give a bracha to Esau. It's troubling to us. Now that, how is that at all possible? After all, that you're not going to give a bracha to Yaakov, you know. You're going to give a bracha to Esau Varasha. How is that possible? I think the answer is clear, what the Beis Halev elaborates at great length. Which bracha? Which bracha? Not the Birchas Avram. The Birchas Avram is going to be straight, given from Yitzchak to Yaakov, you know. The bracha of Tal HaShamayim v'Mishvani Aretz. The bracha of the bounty, the gashmius of this world. Yitzchak is an Ola Tamima. and as an Ola Tamima, that what exactly is the purpose of Gashmius of this world? And if I have two different sons, I have a Yaakov and I have an Esav, the Birchas Avram, of course, will be bestowed upon Yaakov, but the Bracha of Tal HaShamayim Nishmani HaAretz, that is the Bracha that I'm going to give to Esav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened. Apparently that model of Yitzchak is incredibly, incredibly transformative. It's a model of inspiration. It's a model of aspiration. We aspire to be able to replicate the life of Yitzchak, being an Ola Tamima. But the life of Yaakov Avinu was a different one. Two brachas. Not only the Birchas Avram, but a bracha of Tal HaShamayim U'mishmani Aretz. Because yes, that our mission not only is to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Ola Tamima, that model of Yitzchak, but to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every pursuit in this world as well. And therefore, that is who we are as the Zera of Yaakovim, to be able to take those both brachas and to create a convergence, a confluence, a shiluv of the brachos, anchored, of course, in a carbon ola, which is kulo kolil, anchored in a carbon that says that there's no need for tal hashamayim, anchored in a carbon that, yes, my shif is only in terms of Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael alone, and my relationships are different because of who it is that I represent. That certainly is true. For us, I will tell you that model is inspirational, but our model for Avodas Hashem is that we act somewhat differently when it becomes to our confrontation, our pegisha with Esav, that we have to battle on many fronts. And one front at Baruch Hashem is what we're doing in the yeshiva, the Esek Batorah, the Dikduk HaTfilah, the round-the-clock learning, the Mishmar, other initiatives, other incentives as well. And it was with great pride that I went from yeshiva to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and described to them what you as the B'nai Yeshiva are doing here and what they could do there to be able to literally be a chayal that never leaves the post, never misses a seder, never comes late to tefillah, never would think about leaving early. You know, this is time that a person has to recognize that's the least what we could do. And I'll tell you, part of the legacy of Yaakov, you know, is that you have to prepare yourself on multiple fronts, because after all that halacha, biyadua, she'esav sone le'Yaakov, it's something that we see in so many different ways currently, and it's something that we have to internalize. We cannot be fooled in any shape or any shape or form. So you'll ask me that, what do I do as a ben yeshiva? How is it that I can do my share in terms of the dire circumstance that's facing Knesset Yisrael? So front and center, I will tell you, your Esek HaTorah, your Dikduk HaTfilah is absolutely, absolutely paramount. That's something which is clear. Tfilah in terms of absolute tfilah, and as Rav Slavechik has pointed out, now Esek HaTorah as a form of tfilah as well. And see what you can do throughout the course of the day, literally, to use any free moments that you have to serve Esav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I will tell you, the life of Yaakov Avinu was not only one of Esek HaTorah and Tefillah, but other forms of Hishtadlus as well. And that's something which is absolutely critical. Next week, November 14th, there is a massive rally that is being planned for Washington that the world should know that we are going to stand up and we are going to protest barbarism, the horrific suffering of Knesset Yisrael at this particular time. And if in an Olam HaShaker that sometimes that's dismissed and sometimes that's not recognized, that you have to stand up for that which is absolutely, absolutely right in terms of our earnest Avodas Hashem, but I'll tell you, in terms of our Hishtadlus as well. And therefore, next week as Yeshiva, we'll be going to Washington and we'll be providing all the necessary transportation. It's with a heavy heart that we tell people to leave the Beis Medrash, but sometimes it's absolutely warranted. You know, there'll be hours on the bus where I want there to be incredible, incredible Esek HaTorah. Use the term as empowered as effectively as you possibly can, but recognize that this is part of our Hishtadlus as well. When people literally are putting their life on the line, as the Chayalim do, that's the least we could do, is be Mishtadel on multiple fronts. I was staying in Eretz Yisrael in a hotel. I was, I think, the only guest in the hotel. It was full of soldiers rotating in and out, and full of those who were displaced from the south. There are no guests in the hotel, but everyone who was there, with incredible sense of absolute passion in Mesiras Nefesh, an amazing sense of the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. When you're on the ground, it's something that you feel and sense. And when there is a geographical distance, you know what? That you have to work on how it is that we can link into the incredible Esar that Knesset Yisrael feels. And you shouldn't be sleeping so soundly at night. And you shouldn't be spending your time doing anything else other than service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your mornings and afternoon. Your studies require, yes, diligence and your attention, but you know, once they're finished, come back to the base midrash and see to it that we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in multiple and multiple ways. Rest assured that Bezras Hashem, the retreat that was so impactful last year, Bezras Hashem will take place. We'll do so in a couple of weeks. We'll plan that out very carefully, that will be a balance of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, recognizing an Esara. But in the meantime, for next Thursday, I would urge you all to be able to galvanize together, to be able to recognize that in an Esara, you have to act in unconventional ways. You have to be able to show that we're behind what Knesset Yisrael is going through. And this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to speak to us. Shamati v'lakachti musar. And part of that musar, no doubt, means that what more can I do in order to be that catalyst? We have a model of Yitzchak, of course. That was the anchor of Yaakov. A model of Kedusha and Taran, being an Ola Tamima. But we have a legacy of Yaakov that allows us to be able to multitask and to be able to implement that Kedusha and Tara in various ways. We will plan, Bezras Hashem, that experience that we have next week will be replete with a sense of Kedusha and Tara, Esek Batara, but you know, the least we can do. The least that we can do is be Mishtate. We won't be alone. There'll be, Merz Hashem, tens, hundreds of thousands of people from Knesset Yisrael, including many, many Mostos HaTorah, that we can proudly, with our head raised high, recognize that, you know, we're here. We have the back of Knesset Yisrael, and we have the Sheifos of Yitzhak Avinu, to be able to recognize that Beis Sara or Mishtadel, that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya, and when we spalo, to be able to experience Yeshua's Venachamas.